This is Standing Watch. And now, evangelist Norbert Link.
Greetings, everyone, and welcome back to our Standing Watch program. The current migrant crisis in Europe has been setting the stage for developments pertaining to a, at least temporarily, friendly relationship between Europe and especially Germany and Turkey. That is something, my friends, which the Bible has prophesied to occur in these end times thousands of years ago, as I will show you. See, the relationship between Germany and Turkey has always been a very interesting one, historically speaking. At this point, the biggest ethnic group following the Germans are the Turks over there in Germany, and they are about 3 million people large. Most of them are either Turks or of Turkish descent. But things can dramatically change pretty soon. And Turkey is painfully aware of this situation because of the migrant crisis. And that's one of the reasons why they are promoting a place in the Middle East where the migrants should go, a free flight zone, they call it, rather than having everybody come to Europe and to Germany. I'm having an article here dated October 31, which was published by Daily Mail, saying that 1 million more people could flee war-torn Syria for Europe in a dramatic escalation of the migrant crisis. Turkey is expecting the worsening situation in the country to displace another 2 million people over the winter. And capital Ankara claimed that half of them were likely to head across its borders into Europe as a result of Russian airstrikes in the region. Now, in light of this, the article says, German Chancellor Angela Merkel has promised Turkey speedier talks on its aspirations to join the EU in exchange for it sealing its borders and halting the flow of migrants. Now, that's interesting, but a new article, which was published today, pointed out, and Associated Press wrote about it, that they expect 3 million more migrants to enter Europe and Germany by the end of 2016. In light of all of this, it's quite interesting how Turkey is responding. The EU Observer wrote on October 30, almost a week after German Chancellor Angela Merkel's visit to Istanbul, Turkish police, together with judiciary, seized one of the country's largest media groups, which was one of the few remaining critical voices in today's Turkey, where 60 to 70% of the press is already controlled by President Erdogan and its cronies. It goes on to say that Erdogan is a shrewd politician and master tactician. He calculates well and moves quickly when he deems the atmosphere ripe. Being given red carpet treatment in Brussels on October 5th, to discuss how to stem the flow of refugees to Europe, Erdogan rightly thought that the EU would simply shut up regarding his domestic actions and that he could get concessions from Brussels as long as he promised Turkey's help to rein in refugees. Unfortunate as it is, he was right. And so he knows exactly how far he can go. He's probably one of the most totalitarian dictators around. Now, The Telegraph wrote on November 1, President Erdogan has won a decisive victory in the Turkish parliamentary election with his Justice and Development Party, AKP, winning a majority of seats and defeating the other three opposition parties. So now the majority of the Turkish people gave him the green light to continue doing what he's already doing. It says, in the wake of the AKP's spectacular victory, it will be in a strong position to take control of all remaining levers of power, army, security services, and media. Ever since it first formed a government in 2002, the AKP has been progressively eliminating all opponents in positions of authority. Almost all the state and private media has already come under AKP control, which is one factor explaining its gain in votes. State television has given blanket coverage to Mr. Erdogan and the AKP, while largely ignoring its opponents. But then the article goes on to say that Mr. Erdogan is reported to have wished for direct Turkish military intervention in Syria in the past, but to have been restrained by the Turkish army. After this impressive endorsement, he may be in a better position to push for greater military engagement in Syria, which again is very interesting because, you know, Syria believes in the Shiite version of the Quran, whereas Turkey, of course, is predominantly Sunni. They have different positions, different ideas. They are antagonistic towards each other. So no wonder that Turkey doesn't want the Syrian migrants to enter Europe, in many cases coming through Turkey to enter Europe. And so we are seeing a dictator in power, and every time you have a problem in a country, then people look for a strong man. And that is why Mr. Erdogan was voted in. That is why Mr. Putin is in power right now. That is why you will find in Germany a major political leader arriving on the world scene who has dictatorial ambitions. You see, Angela Merkel's reputation is going downhill because of her handling, or as many say, her mishandling of the migrant crisis. And Germany is waiting for a change. An article by Newsmax pointed out that pursuant to Mr. Erdogan's victory, it will make it very more difficult for independent journalists to do their job there, and specifically because they are reporting on a 2-year-old corruption case that hits him and members of his family, and police and judges have been jailed, including, of course, journalists, including one judge who ordered a jailed journalist freed. The government has done everything in its power to silence opposition media to cover up the corruption investigation, one journalist said. This is not a democratic country anymore, and of course it's not going to be one. Now, is Turkey going to become a member of the EU? Now, I doubt that. But collaboration between Turkey and Europe, and especially Germany, is prophesied. If you want to know more, we have prepared a free booklet, Middle Eastern and African Nations in Biblical Prophecy. And this booklet addresses Turkey, amongst other nations. And it shows you from the Bible what is prophesied for Turkey in these end times. Now, before I give you a few highlights from this booklet, let me just say this. Many Americans and many British people are totally asleep when it comes to developments in, let's say, Europe, in Turkey, in the Middle East, because they say, what should I be interested in that? And why? That doesn't affect me. And they don't realize that these events will drastically affect them, not just in a general sense, but quite individually. The Bible prophesies a time so bad, which has never been before, and which will never happen again. It's called the Great Tribulation. The Great Tribulation is directed against, amongst other nations, the United States of America and Great Britain. And the Bible prophesies that there's going to be nuclear war. And the few Americans who will survive this nuclear war will find themselves in concentration camps. But not in the country of the United States of America, because this will be so polluted due to the nuclear fallout, they couldn't live here anymore. Now, most people will die in this coming war anyway, but those who will survive and the powers to be, the conquerors, feel it's going to be good to keep them alive, they will be transported out of the United States of America and placed into other countries as slaves, as captives, to do slave labor. The developments I'm talking about right now in Germany, in Europe, in Turkey, in the Middle East have absolutely everything to do with those developments. So it's high time for the American people to wake up. It's high time for the British people to wake up, because these events are going to happen soon, much sooner than most realize. Now, the Germans are beginning to find out that things are happening there which have some kind of a important meaning. This week, I already got several memos of people writing me saying, well, we have been listening to you and you have been saying about these things and telling us about these things for years, sometimes 10 years. And they say, now we're seeing them coming to pass. Now, I've said the same things here in this country, but people are sound asleep, it sounds and looks like. Now, in our booklet on Middle Eastern and African nations and prophecy, we point out that when it comes to Turkey, they are the descendants of the ancient Edomites. Now, Edom or Esau, a brother of Jacob. And the Ottoman Empire, the very name Teman, who was a grandchild of Esau, is still surviving in this name. So there are many proofs we are giving you in this booklet showing that Turkey today is a descendant of Esau or Edom. And you need to know that in order to know what is prophesied for Turkey. There is a psalm in the Bible, Psalm 83. And this psalm talks about a confederation which is going to happen, and Edom is going to be part of the countries. There are other Arabic countries involved, and there is Assyria involved. They're all forming a confederation, a conspiracy against Israel, against Judah. Now, if you don't know that Assyria is in today's language Germany, we have another booklet prepared, Germany in Prophecy. And that booklet shows you very clearly that the descendants of the ancient Assyrians can be found today primarily in Germany, also in Austria and other parts of the world, but primarily in Germany. And when the Bible talks about prophecy and mentions Assyria in prophecy, it's talking about mainly Germany. So you have a collaboration. You have a conspiracy of these countries. You see already the relationship between Germany, Assyria, and Turkey, Esau or Edom, coming together. That's what I was saying. This migrant crisis has everything to do with this reformed, friendly, temporarily friendly relationship. You see, in the book of Daniel, in chapter 11, you find that Assyria, the king of the north, same thing, will invade the Middle East. But he will not invade Edom or Esau or Turkey. Why? Because you've had this relationship, this friendly relationship. But we also find in other scriptures that subsequently Edom will be a target of Assyria, of the United States of Europe under Assyrian, under German leadership. That is also prophesied. In fact, there are many prophecies to the effect that the devastation will affect Edom in such a way that most people in that country will die as well. But some will survive. It talks about the remnants of Edom. And as we say in our booklet, Edom will become desolate for a while. Desolate for a while. But not for all eternity. And the Edomites, those who survive, will realize that God is the Lord. And many will turn to him and believe in him. And that is going to happen in the millennium after Jesus Christ has returned. Picture this. A Muslim country will ultimately understand, like other Muslim countries will understand after Christ has returned, that the only way to the true God is through God's Son, Jesus Christ. And they will ultimately embrace the true Christian faith. That's not happening now. Right now we have a hodgepodge of different ideas, whether it's the United States of America, whether it's Great Britain, whether it's Germany. All kinds of different religions fighting side by side or against each other. Everybody believing that they and only they are the true religion. Whereas the Bible tells you what the only true religion is. It's true Christianity, not false Christianity, true Christianity. Now you need to find out what true Christianity is all about. And as I said, there is no name given under heaven through which we can be saved, except for the name of Jesus Christ. So prophecy is very clear as to what is going to happen in Turkey, in Germany, in the Middle East, in the United States of America, in Great Britain, in Canada. It's high time for the people to wake up before it is too late. I'm afraid for many it will be too late when those events take place. Thank you very much for listening. This is Norbert Link for the Standing Watch program.
Standing Watch is a presentation by The Church of the Eternal God. P.O. Box 270519, San Diego, California 92198. More information is also available at our website, eternalgod.org.